Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and we wanted to take a moment and welcome each and every one of you to our topical podcast, and we're just so glad that you joined us. Thanks so much for taking the time and coming out and hanging out with us. We usually are topical, devotional, or we're just bringing just crazy topics out lately. It seems we've been talking about some pretty wild stuff, but we want to welcome you and just say thanks. I always do the show with a co-host. It's Pastor Kevin and friends, and my friend today is Martita Stanton. Martita, welcome back to the program.
You're regular here.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I feel like I haven't been here for a while. I've been busy, but it's been awesome.
Yeah, so glad to have you. And I just feel like maybe there's a word of encouragement for some people that are out there today from you. What do you got for them? You know, let's just be open for a minute and just
open for a
allow
minute.
The Lord to speak to someone. There's somebody out there that's just tuning in today. They need to hear something.
If you're not sure about where you're headed or how you're feeling, what you should be doing, connect to the Lord and the peace of God will go through you. And I'm telling you, without you knowing it, things will come to pass. You won't even realize because he is working in your behalf, even when you're not looking.
Yeah.
We might not feel it. We might not see it. We might not hear it, but he is working in your behalf and in your path. And all of a sudden you're going to open your eyes and you will be located in a situation that you go, how did I get here? And it was God.
Yeah. You know, I've been having a lot of people come to me and they're just so overwhelmed with the way things are going in the world right now. I mean, gas prices are through the roof. My insurance doubled. Food's doubled. It's almost the same price to eat out as it is to eat at home now, you know, with the cost of groceries and different things that way. So I just want to encourage everybody that God is with you. He's for you. And, you know, although the times are a little bit tougher, it seems, you know, you need to know the promises of God.
Yes.
In your life, and you need to stand on those. So we want to encourage you out there to stand on the Word of God in your life and
grab onto it and don't let go.
Yeah. So, Martita, we always like to have a topic for the day on the program, and I always let the co-host bring the topic so that they can, you know, feel comfortable in everything that they're talking about. So what is your topic today? What are we talking about?
We're talking about who are you?
Who are you? What was that one song? It's like, who are you? Who? You don't even know that song, do you?
I don't. And I can't
Somebody
sing.
Out there knows it.
I can't sing, so I can't join.
Yeah.
You.
It's an old rock song.
Okay. So, you know, every time we meet, is because, you know, and I ask the Lord, and it's whatever I bring over is because the Lord is working with me on that.
Sure.
And a lot of times we forget who we are.
That is true.
Most people, if you ask somebody, who are you? They say, I'm a mom.
I'm a pastor.
Yes, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor. I'm a pharmacist. Whatever it is, that is what you do. That's not who you are. We are human beings, not human doings.
Wow. So what you're saying then is that we really do identify heavily as people in what we are doing.
Yes.
And that can actually become a distraction, I believe. That can become a problem if you get so focused on who you are in what you do and not who you are in, you know, who you know and what your relationship and just being.
A lot of
person.
People, once they can't do their job anymore, they go into deep depression.
Right.
Because their identity came from, and their worth came from what they were doing.
That used to be really a guy thing, but I think more and more now with the way the world is going, you know, I think it's men, women, everybody is really finding their identity in.
This is for years on women. If you have a model that their beauty is what count it.
Right.
Or their voice, or, you know, independent.
Sure.
You lose that, and then all of a sudden, who am I?
Right.
And that's what we want to show you. That's what you do. That's your vocation. That's not who you are.
Wonderful.
As a person. I want to read Genesis 1:27. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So we start right there. We are created in his image. That's the first thing that we need to know as a person.
Absolutely.
We are created in God's image. That blows me away.
Yeah, I always look at it, you know, like God is three in one.
Yes.
Right? You know, you have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And I always look at us and it says we're created in his image, in his likeness. And we're a three-part being. We have a spirit, we have a soul, and we have a body.
That's right.
And we're three in one.
Yes.
And it's the same because we're created in God's image. And this is kind of crazy, okay? But I'm going to throw it out there, okay? So if we're a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body, right? So that's our three parts of our being. So if God is three parts, which part of God would be the spirit part? It'd be the Holy Spirit, right?
That's right.
So if we have a spirit, you know, then if we I did this by process of elimination. The Lord showed me this. So I'm like, okay, well, the Holy Spirit's obviously got to be the spirit, right, of the Godhead, you know? And God is all things together. They're one, but they're three, right? And then I'm like, all right, well, who would be the body? Well, the scripture tells us the word was made flesh.
That's right. And that's Jesus.
And that's Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I have the Holy Spirit is the spirit of God. And then Jesus is the body at essence of God, right? Became flesh. So by elimination, we could say that our Heavenly Father is the soul of the Godhead. You know, he's the mind and the will and the emotions. And I started looking at this and I began to prove it out. And I looked and I said, all right, so if we have, Jesus said, I've come to do the will of him who sent me. So where's the will of God found? In the Father.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
so it's
right.
Like, isn't this cool? And then I was like, okay, so the will of God is in the Father. You know, it says he commended his love towards us that while we were yet sinners, he sent his son and Christ died for us, right?
That's right.
So now his emotions, the love motion, is found where? In the Father.
In the Father.
So, you know, I've kind of proven this little theory out. It's kind of out there.
And yet, the same time, the Bible says that the Father is a spirit.
Yes. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
And that shows us again, the Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit are one.
Right.
Everything, our little brain sometimes can't comprehend,
like,
but
it's like, oh no, I just burned another cell trying to understand God.
But he's so amazing because we are connected. We are so connected.
Right.
And by having our spirit and the Holy Spirit living in us, that means that God is living inside of
us. Right, right. And that's the goal.
Exactly.
And that's what sin separated from us. So the question is, though, you know, so we stay on topic. I kind of rabbit trailed there a little bit. Who are you? Do you know? Those of you who are listening, who are you?
And I share this before, but I'm going to share it again so people understand what we're trying to say here. When I was 29 years old, I was doing karate. I had three children.
Right.
We had a pool business, so I did, you know, I took care of all the administrative. I was a wife. I went to church, so I volunteer at church. And so I was, you know, getting ready. We were stretching. And all of a sudden, my partner touches my foot, you know, and she goes, hey, Martita, they're calling you. And I'm like, what? She goes, listen, they're calling you. So I was quiet. I looked at her like a puzzled look. And all of a sudden, I heard my name. And my reaction, this is so you understand when you're not thinking and the true you reacts. My reaction, I looked at her. I said, oh, my gosh, that's my name. And she looked at me with this funny look in her eyes like, what are you talking about? I says, no, they're calling my name. me. And she said, I don't get it. And then finally, I responded to the lady. I came back. I had tears in my eyes. I says, you don't get it. I'm either Mrs. Stanton because I'm Jeff's wife's, or they will say, oh, this is Jeff's wife. This is Katie's mom or Jenny's mom. This is Dan's daughter. Or this is, oh, she's the coach over here. But I was never identified as Martita.
Right.
I was identified as I belong to somebody. You know, I was in charge of somebody or in charge of something. And I, when they were calling my name, I didn't even hear it because I had lost myself.
Right. I think we can do that. We can lose our identity.
And I didn't know who I was.
Wow.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I am somebody. Somebody's talking to me because it's me, not because of something else. And I had to really go to the Lord and say, Lord, who am I? And I had to learn who I was.
You're daughter of the king.
Yes.
But you forget.
Yes.
Or you never knew in the first place.
Yes.
See, the enemy is trying so hard, Martita, with everybody that's listening out there. The enemy's trying really hard to keep you guys from understanding who you really are in Christ.
Yes.
And who you can become as an ambassador for the kingdom of God, and what God is calling you to do, and the gifts that he's given you, the talents that he's given you. He's trying to keep you distracted. He's trying to keep you from coming into a full knowledge of what you're capable of. You know, and that's where he locks us into this whole human doing thing, you know, and we find our identity in things rather than in God himself.
And I want to start with
being
this.
Being God's child.
You're not a mistake.
Oh, that's really good.
Know this. You're not a mistake. You are a blessing from God. In the Bible, in Psalms 127:3, it says, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. You are that child. You are that reward. And the New King James says, you are his inheritance.
Ooh, I like that. Let's talk about that for a minute. People are God's inheritance. You see, the enemy had stolen the inheritance of God through sin. Adam and Eve were given the world. The world fell into sin. And God's like, wait a minute. I made this world for fellowship with people and to have, you know, people that I could be in a relationship with, and now sin has separated us from that. So that inheritance was
taken away.
It was taken away to some respects.
Actually, we gave it away.
You know, we removed ourselves.
Yes.
You know, from that. But, you know, we are his inheritance. Jesus paid a huge price for each one of you that are listening today.
That's right.
So that you could be restored to a relationship with your Heavenly Father.
That's right.
So that you could be brought back, so that you could be his child, so that all of the promises of the Bible could be yes and amen for you in your life.
The blood of Jesus took back everything that was lost when Adam sinned.
Yes.
And now we have all that back. That's why Satan doesn't want us to know who we are, so we don't claim what is rightfully ours.
And then claiming that, go after him.
Yes.
For the inheritance that is ours.
That's right.
We have an inheritance as well.
That's right.
You know, in Acts 26, it says that, you know, that our job is to go and to tell them, to translate them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, so that we might obtain the inheritance.
Yes.
And that inheritance is a relationship with God more than anything.
But yes.
It's also the blessing of God, the provision of God, the wisdom of God. It's everything.
That's right. That's why the word says, seek first the kingdom of God.
Right.
So you understand what the kingdom is.
Ooh, come on.
And then everything else is added to you.
I feel like you're about to start preaching.
Come on.
Oh,
my gosh.
Come on,
because,
start
preaching. You know, if we know the truth sets us free.
Yes.
And knowing who you are, you will know your position in this world. You know your position in heaven. You have dual citizenship. Then
right.
You will walk in your authority and your
there
power,
you come on.
And you will take over the kingdom. And then, oh my God, then you can transform this world. But it starts with me.
It does.
Nobody else. It starts with me. Who in the world am I? If I really take a hold of it and believe in it, I change, I will be completely transformed. And out of that, I don't have to fight it. I don't have to try. It just flows through me because the Lord will flow right through me.
That's right. You know, it's so powerful. You know that that was the plan of God all along.
Amen.
You know, look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. He says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb.
Oh, my God. The Lord.
I don't know if we can even unpack that with our finite mind, that God knew us before we were born, before we were even maybe conceived.
I mean, because he wanted us. He said, the word says we were created by him. That means he wanted us here.
Right. But what did he want for us? He set us apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations.
That's right.
To go and declare me to others, to share the power and the presence of God, the wisdom of God, and the provision of God with others. And Jesus was the prime example. You see, he became a man. He became a man. Who are you? Well, we're a man. We're a woman. Well, God became a man and a woman as well.
To represent the Father.
Yeah.
And then what happens is when he came in, he was able to share the love of the Lord physically in a way that we can actually feel it. So who are we? We are his arms.
Yes.
We're his mouth, we're his eyes, we're his feet. When somebody needs that love and a hug, and we hug them, it's the Lord hugging them.
Yeah. And Jesus paved the way for that.
That's right.
We couldn't be that without him. Without the sacrifice on the cross and the redeeming power of the blood of Jesus, we would be just lost.
And let's add to that. So he did it all, but unless we accept that and receive that gift, we don't get it.
Right.
So our part is he did it all. Our part is to receive that.
Yeah, freely.
Exactly.
Just to, by faith, say, I believe that you have done this for me. And the enemy's fighting with every bit of his capabilities to keep you from recognizing that.
And for you to be in freedom.
What we just told you could change your entire world.
Yes.
If you can allow it to sink in, and if you can allow the enemy to not tear away that truth from your life, and you begin to fully commit and fully by faith step into what God has for you, you will become a world changer. God will change the world through you.
Amen. Oh my gosh.
That's who you are.
That is so exciting. Let me Psalms 139, 13 and 14. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. Know how well I know it.
Man, come on.
Again, we're not a mistake.
No.
He actually takes every person in this world and he creates each one.
Sure.
With a plan. And people will say, yeah, but what about like Hitler or that person or that other person? We have a choice.
They were all perverted by the enemy and used for, you know, their calling and their leadership and everything that they were called to do was stolen by the enemy.
Yes.
And used for his kingdom.
So we all have a choice. We all have a plan. We all have a purpose.
Yeah.
Which direction are we going to use it for?
You know what I like in that scripture is the part where it says we're wonderfully complex.
Yes. Each one of us.
I remind my wife of that all the time. I just want you to know, according to Psalms 139, honey, I am wonderfully complex. And guess what? All of you guys who are listening today, no one's the same.
No.
Everyone's different. To some degree, you're all
unique.
Wonderfully complex and unique before the Lord. And each one of you will be able to reach one person out there or many people out there that nobody else will be able to reach.
Can you imagine if we were all the same, how boring this world would be?
Yeah.
And again, let's use sports terminology to get it to understand.
Right.
Playing volleyball.
Right.
You have the setter. You have the spikers. You have a strong server. You have the receivers or the defense.
Right.
If they were all setters, nobody will get a point because nobody's spiking.
Right.
If the other team is hitting spike towards us and I have no receivers that are good receiving that, we're not going to be able to play.
Right.
So you need every position to make it work.
Right. Which is us being the body of Christ, all fitly joined together and knitted together.
As a team.
As a
to
team.
Make the plan of the Lord come to pass.
You know, that brings me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, we are God's masterpiece. Think about that. He has created us in Christ so that we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago. There it is.
That's right.
We're a masterpiece, okay? We're the Mona Lisa of the God world.
We're awesome.
You know?
Each one of us
yes.
are awesome because the Lord created us. And he doesn't make mistakes.
That's right.
He's perfect.
I mean, look at Job 33:4. It says, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life.
That's so good,
you know, that the breath of God is what's causing these words to come out of my mouth right now. God breathed the breath of life into humanity.
That's right.
And his life-giving breath is in every person that's living and serving him. That's amazing when you think about that. So
it's powerful.
You people don't necessarily realize just how powerful you are, how wonderfully complex you are, and how great of a masterpiece God considers you in your life. You need to start seeing yourself from God's eyes. You need to look at yourself and see yourself the way God sees you.
Let's read this. Isaiah 64:8. And yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all formed by your hand.
Yeah.
And that is for the rest of our lives. So every day, Lord, keep working on me.
He's forming us.
Yes.
Molding us into something new.
Yes. So what we would like you to do is to actually meditate on this. Take a hold of it and make it real to you.
Yes.
That's when
understand
you have...
understand who you
yes,
are.
Yes. Transformation comes from getting a hold of the word.
Who are you? You are a child of the living God, created, wonderfully complex, a masterpiece, standing before the Lord with the breath of Almighty God in you.
Amen.
Ready to change Woo-hoo! The world. Let's take a quick break and come back and talk about this just a little bit more.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Attention young adults, on August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at rlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We're so glad that you've joined us today on the program. Thanks again to our sponsors, man. We really appreciate all that you guys do for us and letting us get the Word of God and just the podcast moving through the community. So, Martita, we've been talking about who are you? And we've hit everything from we're human beings, not human doings. We get trapped in our efforts of life sometimes. And then, you know, we talked about we're not a mistake, that we're a blessing from the Lord, and that the Lord knew us from the moment that we were born in our mother's womb. He's done things with us. So I just think that it's incredible all the different things that we've shared. And, you know, I personally think the wonderfully complex part was great as well, and a masterpiece, and, you know, somebody who's holding the very breath of God in their lives. So, you know, you guys know who you are in Christ. The enemy is trying to deceive you. He's trying to rob you. But I believe we have some declarations and some things that Martita is going to speak over you that will help you to recognize and realize just who you really are. Martita, go ahead.
I pray the Lord will give you the revelation and understanding to know who you really are, that God himself will seal your heart and mind with the truth of who you are, but so you know that you are loved. You are valuable. You're a child of God and an heir. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're the head and not the tail. You're a more than a conqueror. You're a saint, a holy one. You're victorious through Jesus Christ. You are the light of the world. You are God's handiwork created with Christ Jesus for good works. You are free from condemnation. You are a king and a priest for God the Father.
Man, that is powerful. You are loved.
Yes.
You are valuable. You see, Jesus purchased you with his own blood. God sent his only son into the world that you through him might be saved. So if you're out there today, you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, we want to encourage you, make the decision to allow God to be a part of your life. It'll be the most powerful decision you'll ever make. And then you too can stand on these declarations, on these promises, and go, yes, I am more than a conqueror because I have Jesus in my life, and I will be victorious through him. Guys, we're so honored to be able to share the word with you. Martina, any last quick goodbyes here?
Yes, good? Remember, you were created by the Lord Almighty. You're amazing. You're awesome. You're blessed. Have an amazing day in the Lord.
Yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed the program today. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.